following is a presentation of Genoa. For more information, find us on the web at genoachurch.org.
Hear the angels sing, Gloria. Singing Gloria.
Gloria.
worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Glory, hallelujah, hear the angels sing. Spread the good news of the newborn King. Glory, hallelujah, hear the angels sing.
Glory to God. and my drum. in beauty, in majesty he came for the world to see. Angels sang of the baby king who was born this day. And oh, what a beautiful love heaven gave to us. What a beautiful love. You light the world in all your majesty. Forever king.
You light the world in all your majesty.
things were told by the Holy Ghost. They were told that one would come, who would be born king. Abraham, Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah, King David prophesied the coming of Christ. Behold the virgin by the Spirit shall conceive, the promised Messiah, now let all the earth receive.
He's here.
Born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes,
lying
in a manger. Yeshua, Emmanuel,
he's here.
Born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes,
he's here.
Lying in a manger.
Yeshua, Emmanuel, he's here.
The Virgin Mary, espoused to Joseph of the house of King David, saying, you have found favor, the Lord is with thee. Blessed among women, for you have been chosen to carry in you the one who makes all things new. Joseph, don't fear, for the one you hold dear is carrying the Christ, and you shall soon say,
he's here.
Born of a virgin,
he's here,
lying in a manger.
Yeshua, Emmanuel,
he's here. Born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes,
he's here,
lying in a manger.
Yeshua, Emmanuel, he's here.
Augustus decreed they'd all be taxed in his native city. So out of Galilee went Joseph and Mary, to the city of Bethlehem, but no room in the inn for them. So in a stable Christ, the Lord is born King. In a field nearby were shepherds who were watching over their flocks by night, till the angel appeared with good tidings of joy. Joy so great, for this is the day that Christ the Savior
is here.
Lying in a manger,
Yeshua, Emmanuel,
he's here.
Born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger,
Yeshua, Emmanuel, he's here. Angels are singing, shepherds are fleeing to the place of birth of the Son of the Most High. Wise men came from afar, following a shining star, seeking the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When they had found the place and they beheld his face, they all fell down to worship and praise. The gifts from their treasures were gold, myrrh, and frankincense. With shouts of joy, they now can say,
Born of a virgin,
wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, Yeshua, Emmanuel, born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, Yeshua, Emmanuel,
born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes,
lying in a manger, Yeshua, Emmanuel,
born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes,
lying in a manger, Yeshua, Emmanuel, he's here.
Giver of salvation, hope of a nation, healer, redeemer and king, mighty deliverer, defense and conqueror, my chain breaker, he will set the captives free.
Lord of creation, giver of salvation, hope of a nation, healer, redeemer and king, mighty deliverer, defense and conqueror, my chain breaker, set the captives free.
Lord of creation, giver of salvation, hope of a nation, healer, redeemer and king, mighty deliverer.
This grave of ours. and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Shout for joy, for the Son of God is the saving one. He's the saving one. Shout for joy.
in a stable for a throne.
And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
If I were a wise man, I would travel far. If I were a shepherd, I would do my part. But poor as I am, I will give to him my heart.
And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
Inside. is Lord of all creation.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know?
Beautiful rendition tonight of this great Christmas song, Mary, Did You Know, by our wonderful choir and soloists. And I did a little bit of research on that song, and I found out that Mark Lowry wrote this song back in 1984, just the lyrics. And then he put them away in a notebook, and they sat there for a long time. And then in 1991, Buddy Green got hold of those lyrics, and he put the music to it. And that very same year, Michael English debuted that song on his solo album, 1991. And of course, since then, hundreds of people have recorded it, including Kenny Rogers and Clay Aiken and even the Pentatonics nowadays. So there's been so many folks that have done that. At one point in time, somebody asked Mark Lowry, why did you write that song? And he said, well, one day I was thinking about the incarnation, you know, God becoming man. And he said, if I could just sit down with Mary over a cup of coffee and ask her this question, what was it like raising God? And you know what? That's kind of a shocking question when you first hear it. But it's also a legitimate question. Because the Bible says that Jesus was fully God and fully man. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the communication, the expression, the very communication of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then later on in verse 14 it says, and the Word, that expression, that communication of God, became flesh and dwelt, lived, tabernacled among us. That is a reference to the nativity in context of that verse. That God became flesh. That God became a little baby. And folks, that is an amazing thing to try to get our head around and our thoughts around. But that is exactly what we needed as mankind to be saved, to be rescued from this world. Because you see, being fully God, the Bible says he could forgive sin. But being fully man, he could bleed. His body could be broken. He would be that perfect sacrifice for you and for me, taking our place on that old rugged cross. And what he did for us demands a response. In that very same chapter, John chapter 1, back in verse 12, it says this, to as many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe on his name. That verse is a mathematical equation. Are you ready? Believe plus receive equals become. Believe that Jesus is God the Son. Receive his gift of salvation, and you become his child. You have a home in heaven. You have that promise. Your sins are forgiven. And you begin a friendship with him right now, today. So in the midst of this crazy time and this crazy season, I want you to take a break from the busyness for just a moment, from the secularism for just a moment, from the Hallmark Channel for just a moment. Let's take a little break. Those things aren't wrong. But focus on the true meaning, that your God, your Savior, loves you, died for you, rose again to prove who he was, and offers to you today that gift of salvation. You can leave here knowing that you have eternal life. Believe, receive, become. Would you bow your heads with me tonight? Heads bowed and eyes closed. If you're here tonight and you've never taken that step of faith, you say, Pastor Joe, I don't know for sure I'm going to heaven, but I want to have that assurance. Friends, it's as simple as praying a prayer of faith, a heart cry of faith, saying, Dear Lord, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I know who you claim to be, and I receive you as my Savior. Change me, make me the person you want me to be. If you're here tonight and you've never taken that step of faith, I'd be so honored to help you lead you in a simple prayer to help you in that step. Just pray these words, but as long as it's from your heart, that's what it's all about. Say, Dear Jesus, I know I've messed up. I know I've sinned. I know I'm separated from you. But tonight, I ask you to forgive me. Come into my life. I receive your gift of salvation. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. With heads bowed and eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer tonight from your heart, just real quick, would you raise your hand and say, Pastor Joe, I prayed that prayer tonight to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. Lord, we thank you that we can take these moments and this time to remember the reason for the season, to uphold your incredible gift of salvation. Help us to shine our light. Make that difference in the world around us in this Christmas season ahead and even on into the new year. We thank you, and all God's people said, Amen. Give the Lord a hand tonight. He's so good. All right. Ushers, you come at this time if you would, as we prepare now to receive our evening tithes and offerings. And as the ushers are coming, let's go ahead and ask the Lord's blessing on the offering tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the wonderful concert we've enjoyed so far that has proclaimed your name, that has lifted you up and given you praise. We pray now you'd bless the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We were so honored to offer this free concert tonight. This is just one way to help offset those costs, and thank you for your help in that area. I also want to say that if you prayed that prayer to accept the Lord tonight, just at your convenience, would you take a card out in front of you and give us your information and check the box that says, I'm committing my life to Christ? You can drop it off right at the Welcome Center, and we would love to give you some information to help you grow in your next steps in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We would be so honored to do that. Guys, we're so happy to let you know that this fun does not end. Christmas Eve on the 23rd, and Christmas Eve is right around the corner. We have a 7 o'clock service on that Monday night and a 3, 5, and 7 o'clock service on that Tuesday night. And we'd be honored for you to come back and join us in one of those identical services. It'll include our beautiful choir, soloists, a very special message that night from the Word of God, and a time of candle lighting. So come back and bring your friends, and I guarantee you will hear the gospel that night as well. Listen, there's one way you could help us. There were some cards on your seat, and you're welcome to take those that promote our Christmas Eve services. And as you're out in the community with friends and family and neighbors, if you want to give those out and invite them, we'd love for you to do that. I think the McDonald's in Sunbury already has a few from me, so... We'd love for you to help with that. There are also our yard signs as you leave tonight. that you can pick up and put in your yard as well. Before I turn this back over to Carrie, I have one more very important thing I want to mention. If you have time, and if you are able, that has to do with back issues, could you help us at the very end, those that are able, to help stack these chairs six high? The school would so appreciate that tomorrow. Guys, thank you so much, and God bless.
Was the greatest demonstration of love that the world would ever know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But this Son came as a lamb. He would be a conquering king, but he came as a lamb. He would be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he came as a lamb, and he came for you.
People came from miles around, all to worship and bow down. Oh, the privilege that it was, they called him Lamb of God.
Shepherds came seeking that lamb, and their lives would never be the same. Angelic hosts formed a choir and lifted their voices from the heavenlies. Wise men were wise enough to seek and bow down to this lamb. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came because he loves you. You know, it's great to know that for God so loved the world, but even more important to know that God loves you.
Now, here it is. Many years have passed. They say his time has come and passed. But I'm so glad that he still repents.
Saw a man walking like no man had ever walked. And he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world." He's still saving, he's still redeeming, and he's still there for you today. So receive him, say yes to him. He will change your life forever. Time cannot change him, and the ages do not time him. For he's still the Lamb of God.
Oh, So thankful that God loved us enough that he sent that precious baby boy to die for us. Amen? Amen. If it were not for Jesus, where would we be? We would be damned to a life of hell. But God saw a way to bring a baby boy, and I'm so thankful. Guys, I thank you so much for being with us tonight. Have you enjoyed our choir? I'm going to grab something here.